call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear, in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Well, men, from reading the letters that come into Mail Call each week, we've discovered a few interesting facts. When it comes to choosing Hollywood stars, some of you like a fine actress. Some of you like a good singer. And others of you like a beautiful girl. Well, this week we put them all together, and here's what came out. That vivacious Paramount star, Betty Hutton.
In a world by myself, oh, where could my Prince Charming be? But a man came along, made my life like a song, and taught me these words of ecstasy. Tenderly, I want some hugging and some squeezing and some hugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there. I want some petting and some fooning and some happy honeymooning and some stuff like that there. I used to think that love was just a lot of rubbish. A mess of cabbage. But now my attitude is holy lovey-dovish. And baby, you done it. I want some kissing and some hoping and some missing and some moping and some stuff like that there. I want some leaping and some chasing and some weeping and some facing and some stuff like this there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it. There's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there.
I got a complaint?
Yeah, I got a letter here from some men overseas about Mail Call. It's from Seaman First Class Joe Daplin, somewhere in the ETO, and he says that Mail Call has saluted many states in the past, but somehow his own state of New Jersey has been overlooked.
Well, how come you got the letter?
How come I got the letter? I'm from New Jersey.
Then you're here tonight to see that New Jersey has given proper recognition on mail call.
That's right, baby. I promised those guys that I'd put this thing over even if I had to wrestle the MC to do it.
Now, Frank, don't do anything foolish. I weigh more than you do.
Who doesn't? And besides, it wouldn't be cricket. Men don't wrestle with girls. What am I saying?
They don't wrestle with girls. Have you ever been up in the balcony of the Paramount?
No, as a matter of fact, I never go to the Paramount. Too much of a chance of running into a Crosby picture.
Now, Frank, don't say anything against Bing. He has a dressing room next to mine. He's been a perfect gentleman. Not once has he ever peeked through the keyhole.
Of course not. At his age, he can't even get down that far.
You know, I had a lot of fun working with him, and here come the waves.
Yeah, I saw that picture. You played the part of twin sisters. Gee, I wish I had been born twins.
Why?
Well, then I wouldn't need a microphone. I could sing and hold myself up at the same time.
I can't imagine you as twins, Frank.
Why not?
Well, because it's impossible, that's all.
No, it isn't. All they have to do is cut me in half.
Oh, please, let's not split hairs.
Look, before I get belted around here anymore, let's get back to the New Jersey business.
Well, Frank, I'm sure that mail call wants to do right by New Jersey, so how about you starting the salute with the song for all the guys and gals from the Garden City?
Well, a little Garden State says right.
State. Thank you very much.
Well, it'll be a pleasure, Betty. Here's an oldie, but a goodie.
I can't give you anything but love. Baby, that's the only thing I've plenty of. Baby, dream a while, scheme a while. You're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things that you've always planned for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell. Baby, till that lucky day, you know darn well. Baby, I can't give you anything but love. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelets for worth doesn't sell. Baby, till that lucky day, you know darn well. Baby, that I can't give you anything but love.
And now I'd like to introduce our next guest, a girl who...
Wait a minute. She better be from New Jersey, Betty, or I'm liable to get tough.
You'll get tough? What makes you think you could get tough?
Listen, did you see Humphrey Bogart in To Have or Have Not?
Yes, and what he has, you have not. Anyway, take it easy, Frankie. This girl does come from New Jersey. Newark, to be exact. The new 20th Century Fox star, that cherry blonde, Vivian Blaine.
Oh.
Vivian?
Thanks a lot, Betty. It's nice to be here.
You know, a lot of people from New Jersey will be here tonight.
I'm here, hey.
Now, don't tell me that's from New Jersey.
Certainly! Certainly, that's Frank Sinatra. Frank, this is Vivian Blaine.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Vivian. I can tell you're from New Jersey. I recognize that rolling terrain. Well, Newark, how about a song on the special occasion?
Oh, get her to sing The Man I Love, Frank. She really does that swell.
What about it, Vivian?
Sure thing, Frank. One Man I Love coming right up.
When the
yellow moon begins to beam. Every night I dream a little dream. And of course, Prince Charming is the theme, the theme for me. Although I realize as well as you, it is seldom that a dream comes true. To me, it's clear that he'll appear. Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. Then, in a little while, he'll hold my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday. Maybe Monday. Maybe not. But I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which we'll never roam. Would you? And so, all else above, I'm waiting for my man. I
Vivian Blaine, that was swell. Frank, I've been thinking. From the way you've been acting tonight, you must be very proud of New Jersey.
You know I am, Betty. Why shouldn't I be proud of it? It has an area of 7,836 square miles, and it was one of the original 13 states. And do you know what they produce there? Apples, peaches, tomatoes, asparagus, cranberries, potatoes, corn, hay, and some very nice bow ties hay.
Oh, gee, Frank, you make it sound like paradise.
Well, I'll admit that there are a few things wrong with it.
There ain't nothing wrong with New Jersey. Let me tell you that New Jersey is the greatest state in the Union. The best state highways, the best machine shops, the best textile industries, the best inland harbors, and the best educational system. Ain't that right, buddy?
How do I know? I'm from Battle Creek, Michigan.
Battle Creek, Michigan. Why, we got the best battles, the best creeks, and the best Michigan in the whole country.
Yeah, you know, you're 100% right, Bill. You see, I come from New Jersey myself.
You? You come from New Jersey?
Yes, sir.
In every ointment, there's got to be a fly.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. Calm down. Everybody knows that New Jersey is the Garden State.
You're darn tootin'.
But don't forget, Bill, that California has some nice places, too. Have you ever sniffed the orange blossoms in Pomona?
Have you ever smelt the garbage dump in Hackensack?
Gee, the garbage dump in Hackensack. Many is the time I used to go down there to break up a cold.
What a romantic state. I can see myself now sitting with my girl on the edge of the Passaic River kicking grapefruits downstream.
Yeah, it's a wonderful state. Say, what part of it are you from, Bill?
Demarest, New Jersey.
Demarest?
That's right, Betty. The city was named after my ancestors, and that's no kidding.
Gosh, imagine having a city named after you.
Yeah. Maybe someday I'll have a city named after me.
Not a chance. They only name them after human beings.
Human? Well, what do I look like?
The white line down in the middle of Highway 66. But the best thing about New Jersey is that only refined and cultured people come from there. Society blue bloods, aristocrats, members of the 400.
Hey, is this where the New Jersey guys is holding their reunion?
Glad you dropped in, B.S. We were just talking over old times. Say, Jersey's a great state, isn't it?
Never mind that stuff. Who's the tomato?
Oh, please, please. Let's watch our manners, shall we? We have to protect the fair name of New Jersey.
Yeah, when we introduce you to her, be complimentary. Say something nice.
I get you.
Betty, this is B.S. Pulley.
How do you do?
Boy, what a boot on his name.
Now, wait a minute. Is that any way to talk to a lady? Didn't you ever have a school teacher?
Yeah, what a boot on her, too.
Bill, I thought you said everyone from New Jersey was aristocratic and cultured.
Who says I ain't aristocratic and cultured?
Well, you could act with a little more tact and dignity.
I'll not a word out of you, and I'll shove you back in your olive.
Fellas, why don't you go outside and talk this thing over? The King sisters are supposed to sing right about here.
The King sisters? Are they from New Jersey?
Come over here, Kings, and defend yourselves.
Well, we're only from New Jersey by marriage. You see, my husband is from Maplewood.
Yes, and mine is from Rutherford, Sergeant Sidney de Azevedo, now somewhere in France.
Not only that, Alice, but we owe an awfully lot to those kids at the old rustic cabin on Route 9W. They gave us a solid send-off.
Yeah, Frank used to come in here. Solid send-off when we're out starting with Alvino Ray.
And we'd like to sing the song that was a real favorite of theirs at that time, The Jersey Bounce.
Well, you're in, kids. Beat it out.
They call it that Jersey Bounce. A rhythm that really counts. The temperature always mounts. Whenever they play the funny rhythm they play, it started on Journal Square. And somebody heard it there. They put it right on the air. And now you hear it everywhere. Uptown gave it new lick. Downtown added some trick. Uptown makes it sound the same. Where it came from. So if you don't feel so hot, go out to some joisy spot. Whether they are hip or not, the Jersey Bounce will make you
da 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 The Jersey Bounce will make you swing.
Sisters. Hey, fellas, are you still tearing each other's hair out?
No, no more of that, Betty. It's all ironed out. Now, we're good friends.
That's right. The three pals, you know, one for all and all for one. Like those three fellas in the book.
That's us, the three meatballs.
You don't mean three meatballs, you mean...
Oh, quiet, spaghetti.
You see, Betty, we got to talking about the old days back in New Jersey when we were kids.
Kids? You must have been a bunch of real terrors.
I'll say. Do you know what they called me when I was a kid? The Ripper of 10th Avenue.
That's nothing. They used to call me the Strangler of 14th Street.
And what did they call you, Frankie?
The Powder Puff of Palisades Park.
Hey, you know, it would be fun to live in those old school days over again.
Well, Bill, nothing's impossible on Mail Call. All we need is a little dream music. And we're all a bunch of kids on our way to the Little Red Schoolhouse.
There goes the bell, Frank.
Yeah, come on, Vivian. Come on, Betty. Let's hurry.
It was awfully sweet of you to carry my books, Frank.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, here we are at school. Would you mind getting down off my shoulders now?
Frankie is a sissy. He likes to play with Giles.
Who is that, Frank?
Oh, that's Pully the Bully. I wish he stopped picking on me.
Frankie is a sissy. Frankie is a sissy. He likes to play with girls.
Who said that?
I did.
Answer him back, Frank.
Okay, I will. Sticks and stones can break my bones, and so can any other similar object.
That's telling him, Frankie. Come on, let's go inside.
Good morning, teacher.
Good morning, teacher.
Good morning, teacher.
Good morning, teacher.
Shut up.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear teacher.
We hope you drop dead.
Pully. 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 Yeah. You're a naughty boy. And just for that, Betty Hutton will stay after school.
If Polly's a naughty boy, why should I stay after school?
Because I'm a naughty man.
Teacher! Teacher!
What do you want?
Make Frankie stop splashing me.
Splashing you?
Yes, he's got his feet in the inkwell.
Well, I don't care. It feels good.
Whee!
Look at me. I'm making white caps, eh?
Not that. I knew that would happen. Somebody get a blotter and dry them off. All right, now let's get started on today's lesson. Who was the first president of the United States? Ah, I see Pully has his hand up. All right, Pully. Who was it?
Thomas... Grover,
hey, I just want to leave the room.
Hey. Hey, Frankie, let's throw spitballs at the teacher.
That's a wonderful idea. I'll tear up some paper.
And I'll roll them into little balls.
Great. How much to cement?
Okay, now let's throw them. One, two, three.
Poor Frankie. He can never remember to let go. picture of school days in New Jersey, how about bringing us back to the present time with a song?
Sure thing, Betty. Here's a lovely Johnny Mercer special that seems to be making the rounds about now.
Up this special mail call letter for all you men from New Jersey.
Yeah, Betty, and on behalf of all us New Jerseyites, you did such a swell job that we are hereby making you an honorary member of our fair state.
Well, thanks a lot, Frankie. And if you ever come to Battle Creek, I'll do the same for you. So long, gang, and best wishes.
That's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Betty Hutton, the King Sisters, Frank Sinatra, Vivian Blaine, William Demarest, B.S. Pulley, the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, and yours truly, Ken Niles. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.